All right, talking today with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. And Mike, we're a couple of weeks now into harvest here in 2019, since it first started there, I guess, at the end of May. And since then, harvesters have kind of worked their way up across the southwest part of the state, slowly but surely, I guess. And, you know, rain has kind of been one of those limiting factors, and I guess still continues to be here this week.
Yes, so we are now harvesting again in parts of central Oklahoma this afternoon. Harvest has moved slowly up into parts of central Oklahoma along the western corridor, and harvest also continues in southwest Oklahoma. It's certainly been a challenging year for producers from planting time up until now. We have had reports of yields that are coming in from the southwest region of the state. A lot of reports of wheat making in the mid-30s to mid-40s. Also had occasional reports of wheat making in the mid-60s to as high as 75 bushels per acre. Some of those reports are few and far in between, but I think given all that the crop has gone through this year with the excessive amount of moisture across the state, it's kind of exciting to see that if we can get out in the field, maybe it'll be better than what we had expected. Now, I realize saying that today, looking at the 10-day forecast moving forward, that does not mean that we are out of the woods by any means. And I think that we still have a long way to go before we're out of the woods on this crop.
Yeah. How is that rain affecting us from what we're hearing right now? I think I've heard like 15% loss possibly.
So just based on assessments, USDA actually came out with their new assessments for the state today. They have us now pegged on the June 11th report at 111 million bushels. So they're figuring a 37 bushel acre per average across the state, with 3 million acres being harvested. Oklahoma Grain and Feed had a higher number at May 1. They were predicting us at 119 million bushels across the state. I figured we had a 20% loss just based on what we had seen with flood damage in the northern and north central parts of the state. And, you know, we also had some flooding occur in southwest Oklahoma. And then also the instances where we did have hail damage in parts of central, north central, and northwestern Oklahoma, I was figuring that to be at that 20% loss. Now that the yields have been coming in higher than what I had expected in southwest Oklahoma, I thought maybe we might be back at that 119 million bushel mark. But then you look at the 10-day forecast and look at everything that we may be up against. And I think right now we're probably pretty safe to say that USDA is in the right spot as of today.
Yeah. So, I mean, despite all of that, though, it looks like test weights and yields coming in, you know, fairly favorable, all things considered, I guess.
Right now, what we're seeing in southwest Oklahoma and early reports on what has been harvested in the central part of the state, seeing test weights ranging anywhere from 57 to 64 pounds. Those 64s are few and far between. But right now, probably looking at an average of 59 to 60 pounds per bushel for the state as of today. It would certainly be nice if we could get 10 days behind us and not have to see any more rain at this point in time, and have that as our average for the state. Again, you know, I think it's going to be, we're just going to have to wait and see the hand that Mother Nature deals us, and what we're going to be up against. It would certainly be wonderful if we could keep that average.
Yeah. Protein, though, that's a little bit of a different story. We're kind of falling a little bit shorter than we had hoped.
So protein this year, given the amount of excessive moisture that we've had all season long, the nitrogen in the soil profile just hasn't been there. We certainly are not going to see the proteins that we saw last year, given the crop situation that we had at this point in time last year. Producers that did put on split fertilizer applications and later fertilizer applications are seeing the benefit of that. We have had some reports of protein as high as 13% on some early reports in central Oklahoma. But we've also had some protein reports as low as 9.5 in our readings across the state. talking with elevator managers pretty much throughout. We're hopeful that we're going to maybe be in that 10.5 to 11.5 range. Certainly not what we always like to see, but given the situation that we've had to deal with all the excessive moisture this past year, if we could come in at 11 or 11.5, I think that certainly we would be happy with that. One thing that we are telling our buyers is that the focus that we place on the protein quality out of our wheats coming out of Oklahoma State University is a lot different. And so sometimes even though the quantity number is not there, it's going to perform better than some of the other wheat varieties that are out there in the marketplace. And we know that we have a large amount of acreage that are planted to OSU wheat varieties in Oklahoma. So we're hopeful that it's not going to be a complete loss on that this year.
Yeah. And still looking at all of those things, it's still pretty early on to be putting a label on anything at this point.
Still extremely early. USDA came out with their reports yesterday that were 4% harvested. Based on my assessments when I had finished my elevator calls yesterday afternoon, I was saying we're 6% harvested in the state. You know, I think if we could have 3 or 4 days of harvest with all the custom cutting crews, I think, you know, we could be closer to that 25 to 30% for sure. But again, we're just going to have to see what we're dealt with in the next 5 to 6 days.
Are you finding that producers that did put down that nitrogen and those different applications, that they're probably faring a little bit better?
I think that there's going to be opportunities for them to fare better as far as price opportunities, because if we do get into a low protein year, I do think there will be premiums. Certainly, when they put the later nitrogen on and the split applications, I do think it has helped them on yields just based on what we're seeing. In central Oklahoma, I've had some reports from some really progressive producers who made those decisions that are actually making anywhere from 73 bushels per acre to one report as high as 80 bushels per acre. Now, given that's probably not going to what you see common across the state. But, you know, as of today, based off of just what we're seeing on averages, I certainly think we're going to be at that 37 bushel per acre mark that USDA came out with this afternoon. We could potentially be higher than that if we can just get the crop out of the field.
Sure. You know, based on USDA's latest crop progress report, puts our wheat condition here in the state at about 63% good to excellent. You know, given the fact that I think farmers came into this harvest season pretty excited, you know, grain fill situation this spring was really looking good. And then we, got all the rain. What's the mood out there that you've been talking to farmers and elevator managers? What are they saying out there?
Well, in southwest Oklahoma, where they've started to be able to get into the fields, I think that the elevator managers are happy with the bushel amounts that are coming in per acre. I think that it's probably performing a little better than what they had expected it was going to over all the excessive moisture we have received in the last 2 weeks. So I think they're happy. I think the concern is that are we going to be able to get another 5 to 6 days to get this crop in to have those qualities and those actual overall yield amounts that they need for the region to be viable. I think we're going to get there. I think that based on early cuttings today, when you talk to producers, I think that, you know, they're hopeful because they think it is held up much better than what they had expected it was going to. But then again, I think, you know, also there is great concern when you look at the 10-day forecast. And so, you know, I don't ever like to predict what is going to be until the crop is in the bin. And, you know, again, I think to say that, you know, we're going to have a bumper wheat crop this early out is way being way overly positive. I think it's going to remain to be seen just exactly what happens with the weather in the next 10 days. And no doubt, I think there's reasons that to be concerned. And I think producers are concerned. You know, they feel like it's still out there, but they just need that chance to be able to get into the field to get it out.